In studio, I have Leo Babeu, who is a voice I'm sure if you're a regular listener, you know. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning. It's amazing to watch Michelle work on a Thursday morning. As a non-morning person myself, I love to think that the two of us put together, Michelle, have had 16 years of non-morning person morning radio.
Do you know that I did a quick little add-up, and just on the air in the last 8 years, just about 770 hours I've been on the air for KTWH.
Wow, and your body is thank you for every moment of that, right? Some of us have kryptonite coffee. Others of us just weather the storm. And you could not tell from Michelle's voice that she is not having a great time, right?
I love coming in here. This is the highlight of my week. No, this is the, and you know, the older I get, getting up early is, you know, not as big of a thing as it used to be.
Oh, yeah, because we start thinking about what's the alternative. But I was honored that you asked me to come in and thought, okay, so now you're making people listen to me on one more day of the fun drive.
No, it's a play. You have just been really the backbone, one of the many pieces of the backbone of KTWH for, as I had said before, not only 8 years on the air, but it took a couple years for us to get up and going as a nonprofit, and all the pieces it takes to get a radio station going. So
it goes back to, I think we're formally incorporated with the state since October of 2012. So we had our 10-year anniversary mm-hmm. that we didn't celebrate with anyone but a small group of people last fall.
Yeah, that's so amazing. And so there's a lot going on here for our fall 2023 fund drive. And we do have that modest goal of $8,000. And I asked you to come in because I thought it'd be interesting. There's a lot of behind the scenes happening. You all as listeners, whether you're streaming or listening to us on in your car or at home on the radio, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, not only coming through the microphone. And one of those is behind the scenes fundraising and staff development and running a business. This is a business. It's nonprofit, but it's a business. We pay bills.
It is indeed. It has mm-hmm. all of those items on a budget, from insurances to mm-hmm. Memberships to staffing
right.
following the letter of the law, reporting and paying your taxes for those payrolled employees. And we run on a very tight ship, Michelle. I think you know.
I do know. I used to be on the board. Yes, I saw the budget.
For better or worse, to the detriment or the benefit of our employees, they're at very partial time. And they mm-hmm. work very hard during the hours they're here for us. We get so much for the money that you give us. It's incredible. We worry about things like the cost of supplies. I mean, mm-hmm. we do not have unnecessary stuff laying around that we might use in 3 years.
No, we recycle our paper. We use both sides of paper printing.
I keep looking for that third side. I get stuck after two, Michelle, if you have any tips.
Right. But specifically, one of the exciting things that's happening is KTWH applied to be part of a cohort through a nonprofit, GiveMin. And you may be familiar with them, that they host the Give to the Max every November. And besides doing an online fundraiser once a year, they provide resources and tools for nonprofits to be the best we can be. And this application for the cohort, it's part of Raise Up. It was a competitive process, and KTWH was chosen, and it's a mentorship with their fundraising experts to help us strategically plan how are we going to sustain KTWH. And I'm so excited that it's like a 10-month process, right?
Well, we applied, I believe, in April, mm-hmm. Michelle, and one of the volunteers that's in our individual organization cohort, Kathy Belfield, helped put together a good submission to compete, as you said, to become, I think, mm-hmm. one of about 20 mm-hmm. nonprofit groups that were selected. And we started actually meeting in, I believe, in June, and we'll be meeting through the end of the year. We meet in collective, all 20 organizations together, large formats where we do breakout sessions, and we keep meeting new nonprofits from around the state. Eventually, I'm going to meet all 20 of these different
participants. Oh, I didn't realize that was a component. How cool, and you can share your missions and your successes and your challenges. And
those pesky questions that you think that you're alone with.
Right.
With somebody else. And they're all, almost none of them are massive nonprofits.
Okay, that was my next question. Are they all different sizes?
They seem to run from mid-size down to a lot of what we call small shops, and we'd be among some of the smaller ones.
That's participating.
And we also meet with coaches about an average of once a month with a dedicated coach who gets to know our team, our situation, and is often popping up on ours. And we're meeting by Zoom, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We can't be in person. They're popping up resources for us to pursue that might be relevant to our situation. It's been pretty very helpful meeting with our coach, Kat Clements, down at the it's the Raise MN Campaign Institute, formally, is what they're calling this.
Oh, that's so cool. And because we, as a nonprofit, want to be the best we can be, that we are being thrifty and frugal with the funds and the support that you all listeners give to us, and how can we do it most efficiently? And so, you know, we probably will always be on the air doing fund drives, but what are some other ways, you know?
And then you'll find, actually, Michelle, that many other nonprofits that I'm in these larger meetings with are struck by the novelty of having a nonprofit where you have a direct pipeline to the community. You know, people do have to turn on the radio or click on the KTWH.org web stream. They do have, that's something they have to do first before your pipeline works. But a lot of nonprofits would be thrilled to have such a pipeline. So how are we not going to use this direct line of communication, which is our mission, to be in communication and partnership with you, the community? A lot of what the Campaign Institute is emphasizing is creating long-term relationships, Michelle. And you work for a nonprofit, and you know the importance of that. It is so much more work and so much more cost to recruit new donors to the fold than it is to keep people that we were pleasing in the past, people who thought our mission and our program was worthwhile. We need to have a relationship that's reciprocal, and we're working on that, ways of showing our donors appreciation and checking in with them, and also figuring out the data of who our listeners, supporters are, and what their values are and how we're aligning with those.
Yes. And that's the part that I think is really cool about this. It's not like a one and done, like, okay, we had a couple meetings, we filled out some post-it notes, you're sending us resources, and it gets put on a shelf in a file and never used again. You're encouraged, and it's useful, relevant information that will make us a better organization and a better station for you, our listeners. And I just think that's fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, some of what we learn is bottom line about the array of tools. You know, technology doesn't solve human relations and support for each other, but it helps you to keep track of what's working, what's not. And, you know, people are endlessly talking about what are your metrics for something.
Right.
Bottom line, the metric for me is that somebody during Michelle's show walked in the door, check in hand, and that was a clear indicator that person is on board.
Right.
She got up and drove a 25-mile round trip to let us know that she values KTWH. How cool is that, Michelle?
Right. I know. It's given me goosebumps. And so I know you're out there listening. And, you know, you don't have to drive into the station. Just give us a call. We can help you out with the pledge right here. So,
well, right now it'd be easy because you could keep spinning records. I'll talk to someone and take your information.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't think I have a very long shift this morning, Michelle, but I can help you through the end of your show. But, folks, a lot of you are not going to take action immediately and right away.
Right.
But if this interview helps you remember, oh, that's right, they're having their fun drive, that's why I've been avoiding the radio. Well, but you can't stay away from Michelle's show. Just know that through the end of the month, which is the end of the day Saturday, it's officially our fun drive.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take action at any time, day or night, by going to ktwh.org. There's a donate button sitting in the middle of the homepage, and at the top of the homepage on the black tab at the top. It says donate. You pop that open, you'll see cool premium gifts, and you'll see membership categories at a level you can hopefully afford. And there is a pick your own donation level that you can
nice.
Select so that you don't have to feel like, oh, this is what they think I must give. No, mm-hmm. this is what I can give, and this is what the service is valuable to me. You know, I can support this. I can figure it into my budget. The station is worth X dollars a week to me.
Right. I think of maybe there's just one or two programs that really get you jazzed to make sure that you're tuning in to make sure you hear that. And then, of course, that usually bleeds into something else. But what is that one program or that one piece of our 7-day-a-week programming that keeps you turning the dial back on or turning the radio back on or hooking up with us? And what is that worth to you?
Right. And it's different for everyone.
Right.
So it's hard for Michelle and I because we don't want to name names of the wonderful programmers.
Right.
So many of whom have been doing this many over 5 years and several of us for the
From
full
the
8 years
yep.
who have had shows that we've all been, if not complimented on, people have said, oh, I listened to that show. And it's part of what makes the local tapestry, local programmer tapestry matter to a lot of folks is that, gosh, especially in the mornings, 7 to 9 drive time, Michelle.
Right.
You have anchored that. And you've created your own features from Basement Jukebox to Coffee Talk. I mean, it is, it's something we need. We hope to keep going and expand on. And I did really want to make a pitch, Michelle, that
yeah.
an organization needs a demographic across the age spectrum
yep.
and across the interest spectrum. And we'd love to have people who have an interest, a passion for things that we haven't yet had mm-hmm. a volunteer step up to talk about or to play on air. We're looking especially for people who do some music that we haven't had a specialty show for, like mm-hmm. a classic country show. I think that I can't put it into words how valuable it is for people. We've had a couple of people step up to do music shows this year, and
yes.
we'd love to see more of that. And we know there are so many interests from the environment to local foods to housing. There are a number of public affairs and kind of talk shows out there that if somebody is passionate about, we'll get you on the air. We'll help you do it, and it would make this community station grow and be more vibrant.
Yep, definitely. And I know that one of our visions is to really, you know, are we at 70% locally produced, or what's our stat there?
Well, because of a little bit of attrition at the end of COVID,
oh.
we're really still in the 50 to 60%
okay.
local realm, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons I'm making the pitch that,
right.
you know, most of us, you're an exception. A couple of other people are exceptions. Most people learned everything they know about radio through KTWH volunteering.
Right.
Which is amazing. It kind of scares me. But we're FCC compliant. We check all the boxes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And it's really, if you're trained correctly, you know, if you have the passion for it, it's not hard. It's not rocket science. And you can find your own little niche. So, yeah, I think everyone gets the point that this is a cool gig. And you don't have to be on the microphone. There's a lot of stuff to do behind the scenes. Production is huge. When you hear our promos and our PSAs, there's probably really two people, one main person who does all that recording and that production. That would be awesome to have a couple more people in the fold to do that in the coziness of the production room. It's not live, and that would be a huge help for the overloaded individuals who are doing it now. So, and there's grant writing, and there's filtering through emails. There's picking up the mail.
That's
there's
right.
all kinds of things.
And I'll even make a pitch for maybe the thing that might be least attractive at first glance is that we still are looking for a board member on our board, and we'll be
Ooh.
Facing probably other vacancies as that comes up. And being on the board kind of puts you in touch with everything about radio, but no one thing is a major investment of time. It's more the investment mm-hmm. of time to do your homework, to keep tabs on what the big issues are. And
right. And you're not locked in for like 8 years, you know, a two-year minimum.
It's a two-year term.
Yeah.
Yep. And we meet once a month.
Right. So there you go. Yeah, that's... we could go on and on.
I could shut the phone lines down, but no, we are very serious that as well as this being a time when we need to hear from people, as a matter of fact, not just through the end of this month, but any gift that comes to us in the next 2 weeks will really be counted on the fall fund drive towards our meeting our goal. Right now, you know, if somebody asks me how we're doing in this current fund drive, I kind of change the subject to how about those Vikings? But then I turn around and say, hey, you know, the Minnesota Twins made the playoffs and they'll be competing for a world championship starting next week. So there's always that. There are always times when there are ebbs and flows in the how the donations come in. But I'm hoping for a big end of week rush of people to their phone lines, to their internet, Michelle, and help us make our very modest goals. And, you know, it takes all of us participating to make this work. And it has worked so far for 8 years. And I'd like to see it go on at the same pace. But life doesn't come in smooth flows. It comes in big pulses of highs and lows. And
and just to close it up.
We're counting on you for the high.
Yes, yes, we are. And I, to close it up, if you've never been in our studios and you're wondering, like, what the heck does really happen during radio time, I am always open when I'm here on the air to come on in and sit in studio with me and see how this actually happens. Or you can arrange another time to just pop on in. Our regular office hours are usually like 9 to 4-ish. It just depends.
It isn't every day of the week.
Right.
For instance, on a Tuesday afternoon, we might not have somebody
staff
in the chair. So it's worth calling ahead to 218-595-6195. Make sure that someone's in, and when they are in, they are going to be helpful.
Yep, and to just kind of see what our production really is going on here. You know, for my internship, I was in a major station in the Twin Cities, and size-wise, our space is almost bigger. For real. And they had to stand. They didn't have comfy chairs like we did.
Every time I think you can't work in a smaller broom closet than we do, I have somebody visit from another station who says,
yep.
Oh no, totally familiar. This looks like what I'm used
yep.
to.
Yep. Yep. Right. And so we just want to have the most high quality equipment so that you as listeners are really getting state of the art, high professional. I'm saying as far as like the sound, and that we work really, really hard to do that. Our behind the scenes guys doing that, our engineers are amazing.
We have an all volunteer technology committee, Michelle. Mm-hmm. They do an incredible job. They all have very complex lives, and it's really remarkable that we're able to keep it going on a volunteer labor basis. And you're right. When we have a need, usually a quality, durable piece of equipment wins out over another need.
Yep, definitely, because we strive to be a professional, state-of-the-art radio station that we can be proud of and that you are proud of and want to support. So on that note, we could talk forever, and I really appreciate you coming in, Leo, and all your behind-the-scenes work on this and all the other things that you do. So thank you.